I mean, I know it's not like no Twilight scenery. I'm not gonna see freaking Edward running around and be like, am I fast enough?
You never know.
Am I too scary? Maybe. You can take me away. Oh. The joke was before going to Canada was I'm like, Matt, are you just gonna like hide in bushes and be like jump out and be like, arar, this is my kink, is chasing people through the woods. Like a fucking sociopath. That's what everyone at work was saying. And I was like,
why would they have the notion that you would do something like
No. Well, rewind. Conversation was taking place. We were talking. I'm like, yeah, I'm so excited to go to Canada. They're like, oh, you're not going to come back because you're going to meet some really hot people. And I'm like, by the way, side note. Security guards, chef's kiss. They were some of the hottest people I've ever met in my life. Like, I was like, of all ethnicities, I was like, you hot. You're hot. You're even hotter. Also, female cop I ran into. I almost trespassed so she could handcuff me. I was like, she was...
I almost trespassed so she could handcuff me.
She was like, she was so nice. She had the Canadian accent.
She it was like, was that's beautiful. This is my kink.
Like, I'm like, handcuff me, baby. I'm like, I'll get on my knees right now. Like, I'm trespassing. Ass up, hands behind the back. And like,
handcuff me. Did you just say ass up, hands behind the back?
Sorry.
Oh. Damn.
And those security guards, they you could secure
kinky.
Me. They could throw me out. I want to be tossed around like a fucking rag doll, man.
Oh my goodness.
Sorry.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Bingers Anime Edition. As always, I'm your host, Mo.
And I'm Maddie, and this is a little podcast that talks about different animes for fellow weebs out there.
Man, you're trying to get I'm that done baby. Quick.
I did. I was like, pop. Delayed. I was like, I'm going to tease them a little bit. I'll be like, let me just wait. And then bam. I'm back, baby.
Bam.
Just kind of like, just about to make a really inappropriate analogy. We're going to try to keep it over G this time.
So, we apologize for delays in both of us.
So many delays. Bro, it's been a rough couple weeks, man. Whoo.
Like,
it's like skiing the slopes of life, except for instead of skis on snow, it's like boulders of shit that you're trying to dodge called life. And I'm hitting boulders of shit, and I'm just... getting plowed. Not the kind of plowing we're getting plowed. This is like the bad kind of plowing.
Like, stuff just keeps happening. We are sorry, guys, but we are here this week.
Yep. Last week, we were both sick. I was very sick. I think you were sick.
Yeah. I had a really bad migraine.
And I had a really bad head cold for a week. And I was working from home the rest of the week, and it was miserable. I felt like I was dying. Dude, I have never really experienced brain fog before while sick.
Yeah.
But I think I've never tried to, like, working a job that is requires a somewhat level of thought until I had this cold, and I was like, I can't think through anything. I couldn't figure out how to share files with... and someone on an email.
Oh, no.
Because I couldn't figure out how to get the Dropbox thing to work. I spent 6 hours trying to get that stupid thing to work. You know what the solution would have been, Mo?
What?
Call our IT guy. But that didn't cross my mind. Matt is IT now.
There you go.
Soloing this. He's solo leveling this bullshit.
Yes. I also... Okay. Received a new dog.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Sweet. This ratchet ass lady.
So it's my childhood dog, and she is living with me now.
How old is she?
She's 14.
Yeah.
She's my old lady. But yeah,
Mom
it's...
showed me a photo earlier. She looks crusty as hell.
It's,
She's a crusty, stanky old lady.
Yeah. She, and I had to take her to the vet on Friday, and it was just awful, and like I cried the whole day. And
well, what did they say at the vet?
Well, she's just, you know, she's got a lot of previous health problems too, and like she had,
as does all your dogs in your family.
She also had fleas, and so I had to get flea medication for her. And then,
jeez,
you know, she like had to get a rabies shot because she hasn't had a rabies shot in like a couple years. And they were like, well, we can't continue to see her if she doesn't get a rabies shot. So, you know. And then,
oh my word.
And then she had to get blood taken, and we had, we're doing labs on her because, you know, she's old and we kind of need to know what's going on in her.
Oh my word.
And so, yeah, this was like a $500 vet visit.
Oof.
Because she's also got a skin condition, and now I have to get medicated shampoo for her and bathe her like every 2 days.
Oh, and she probably doesn't like that. Well, she's probably too old to fight back.
She was fine with the bath. It's the ears. That's the problem. She's got a double ear infection. One side has yeast in it, and the other has bacteria.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Yeah. And so me and Ethan have to clean out her ears every day and give her medicine, and she fucking hates that.
I would too, man. Oh, geez. Well, you know, you and Ethan are doing the Lord's work.
So this, yeah. So
one old lady dog at a time.
Yeah. So this was like $500 I had to pay on Friday. And so
I get that.
I was also like super upset about her health because I was like, you know, I don't want her to be in pain. And
dude,
it was just very emotional all day Friday. Like, plus like it's like, this is probably TMI, but it's like also not helping because it's my time of the month. And so my hormones are just, like, going crazy.
What is it? Your woman, the,
like I'm,
the woman's blessing.
Like, I'm PMSing, like, so hard.
You're like, it's Shark Week, baby.
And so, like, that didn't help the situation at all. It was just, like, I literally went to work and my eyes were so puffy from just, like, crying all day.
Did we had a rough week last week. I'm not... Like, while you're dealing with all that, the night before I was doing my bullshit at my house, I'm not going to go in huge details, but long story short, I am not in a safe environment, and I'm not in a safe situation, and I am taking every precaution I can, legally, not legally, just taking every precaution I can to protect myself, trying to get the hell out as soon as possible.
Yeah. I'm going to be...
There is a good chance...
Do not envy you in the slightest. Like, I've been in, like, one bad roommate relationship in my life. And it wasn't...
Your freshman
dorm. And it wasn't even that bad. Like, it's not... It wasn't even to the level that yours is at. Like, it wasn't even to the quarter of a level that yours is at.
Yeah. Mine is definitely approaching domestic abuse, which is really bad.
And
I've been, like, sugarcoating it for months, but it's bad.
It's just, like, absolutely crazy. Like...
Yeah, so we're working on it. But just a warning to you guys, if there is suddenly, like, we kind of go MIA for a bit, it's most likely because I'm dealing with it and trying to get back to Oklahoma as soon as possible.
Yeah. Like...
But
just know,
I don't end up in the hospital.
Just know that if we go MIA for a couple weeks, that we're dealing with it, and we're getting Maddie into a safe situation, and we'll be back.
Yeah, y'all, don't sugarcoat things. Just tell people what's really happening, even if you're worried they're going to complain, like they think you're just complaining. And also, just record everything. Just in general, just. Walk around life with a recorder. At this point, that's kind of
like,
going to be my motto.
I think it's so weird how people sometimes don't realize they're like in a like domestic abuse situation like that until they start telling somebody about it, and they're like, "That's not normal."
And everyone else is like, hold up, call the cops. That's a hate crime," which that has been committed multiple times since I've been here, for sure. But it's working out, guys. It's working out. A positive side, I went to Canada. was fun.
Did you have fun though? You made it seem like you kind of did not have fun.
It was an experience that I crossed off my bucket list.
Oh man.
It was neither bad or good.
Like, okay.
It was fine. Like, I saw some pretty things. Oh, Niagara Falls, absolutely beautiful. Niagara Falls is amazing. Just saying.
Okay.
Strongly recommend it to anyone. Toronto, not so much. Toronto, kind of gross. Montreal.
Well, it's considering rude. That Toronto is like the capital.
Oh, I didn't know. I didn't think Toronto was. I thought it was Quebec.
I think it's. Isn't it Toronto?
Remember? Wait. Or is it Montreal?
I don't know. Or is it Montreal? I don't know what the capital is. I don't know what the capital of Canada is.
Or is it Ottawa? Or is that a Providence? I don't know. Man.
Hold on. I gotta look this up now.
We're gonna look it up. But next time I go to Canada, I will be going to Vancouver and visiting, like, mostly doing it for more of an outdoorsy experience, not so much like a city experience. So. That's going to be like...
It's Ottawa.
Is it? Man, look at me knowing my Canadian geography. It only took me 3 guests to get there. I am so smart.
Yeah, it's Ottawa, located in Ontario.
Gotcha. Oh, geez, Mo, you want to hear something wild, though?
What?
That happened recently? A line of, like, living situations. A couple things have happened. My love life is taking a turn. Did I tell you about this?
You did one. Not.
Remember the guy? Remember the guy that was like, oh, that's your virgin corner. Mm. Right? Remember that person a couple episodes ago?
Sure.
I talked about quite a bit.
Oh, yeah. That, like, came over and was, like, super, like, weird.
Fucking weird. Yeah. And he's like, oh. Well, a couple days ago, he was, like, messaging. He was like, I want to kiss you so bad. And I was like, so I sent a photo of my virgin corner. I was like, do you still my petty ass. I stopped your spot, dude.
No, I love also, that.
Yeah, Mo, y'all, Maddie is petty. He does not deal with shit, except for apparently these very violent situations with his roommates, but that's besides the point. We're working on that small oversight. But Mo, did I tell you about my art instructor?
No. Oh, the Russian lady?
No, the other one that asked me out.
There's another one?
I wanted to tell you guys so bad when we were playing Baldur's Gate the other day, but I was like, I can't tell them. I have to wait
till
the podcast.
Whoa. What are you calling it?
Baldur's Gate?
It's Baldur's.
Okay, well, we don't need to pack that, Mo, okay?
We gotta roll these boulders through the gate.
Okay, fuck you, Mo. Yes, you know, next time I DM, I'm gonna make you guys go to Boulder's Gate, and you're gonna have to roll damn boulders because you brought this, and I'm gonna have it such a high strength check that none of you guys are ever passing, and you can't get into Boulder's Gate. And then I'm gonna have some, you know... Nazi, grammar Nazi walk up and be like, it's a Baldur's Gate. Just like you. And she's gonna be you. And pom-poms and everything.
Also, I do recommend starting a solo game because it is pretty fun playing it by yourself.
Okay, cool. Okay, good to know. I might do that. Because I've been waiting for you to play with me again. And I'm like, let's try not to kill our entire
party
again.
Listen, I just slept for 14 hours yesterday, okay? Like,
yeah, I know. You did. I did that last week when I was incredibly sick.
Yeah.
But, yeah, but Mo and I started playing Baldur's Gate also, and we almost killed our entire party the first time we played without Ethan. It was pretty bad, actually. We almost killed everybody.
Yeah. We just almost...
We wasted all of our money on Resurrection.
We almost game overed it.
Yeah. And our stupid ass resurrected people and then caused the exact same incident again. Then we went to go, like, fight
no,
some
people. No, seriously,
then...
I thought you putting on the mask was gonna, like, it was gonna be, like, game over.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because if, like, everyone at our party puts on the mask, it's game over. Like,
well,
we lose.
Apparently the only way Like, apparently you can save the other masked people by, like, wearing the mask and, like, walking by them.
What?
Yeah, but I didn't feel like doing that because I didn't feel like losing the game. So, we didn't do that. But anyway, back to my original tangent. So, I went on a painting class last week. I'm painting. So, there should have been signs, Mo. I walked in. And the art instructor's like, oh my gosh, it's so good to have you back. And I'm like, this is a new art teacher. And I'm like, okay, I met you last week, but whatever. I was like, okay, I'm just going to go paint my damn painting. Because I go by myself. I paint by myself as a male with my glass of wine. And I'm like, I'm going to just have a good time painting. Whatever. Skill level up for determination. I enjoy doing it. And so I'm painting. I go to go blow dry like halfway through the session so we can move on to the next set. And then she like turns to me, the instructor, and she's like, so, Maddie, do you have a girlfriend? And I was like, no. And then she was like, do you like girls?
Oh, do you like girls?
Yes, I like both, for clarification. And she's like, oh, I like it. I can get behind that. She's like, you want to go out with me? And I was like, she's like, I can give you my number. I'm like, yeah, sure.
So bold.
I was like, I was flustered. Am I attracted to her at all? No. Do I like her personality? Not particularly. But she was bold enough to ask me, so I was like, I'll at least give her my number. And so she gave me her number, and I was like, I'll text you. And I scurried off to my desk, and she kept, like, trying to find reasons to, like, graze me. And I was like, I'm being hit on by my art teacher. This sounds like a manga.
That's just so funny.
Like something I read on Manga Go. but Mo, it gets worse. So I was like kind of texting her a little bit here and there. It was like going fine. Like genuinely, I was like, oh, this is actually going like nice conversation. This isn't bad. And there was like a moment she mentioned something about like there was something we were talking gossiping about some random customers. They're talking about like complaining about their husbands, whatever. And she was like, oh, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, oh, yeah, you know, I don't care what their trauma is, blah, blah, blah. We all have trauma. We can't, like, use that to, you know, determine who we are. We have to move on from that eventually and, you know, have people understand it. Whatever. And then she's like, you mentioned trauma. Would you like to tell me it? And I was like,
lady, I just met you.
I was like, we've been talking for 2 days. You know hardly anything. I'm not trauma.
Like, I'm not going to tell you my deepest, darkest secret off the bat.
She literally said, I'll show you mine if you show me yours. And I was like, hold up.
What?
I was like, are we still talking about trauma? I don't want to do this. And I was like, no, I'm not showing my trauma. It's like, whatever. So move on. We're making like small talk here and there, getting to know each other. I thought we were getting to know each other. And she was like, so are you going to ask anything about me to get to know me or not? And I was like, y'all, if any of you ever come up to me in public, the biggest turnoff for me will be, oh, are you not interested in me anymore? Or are you just going to like stop talking to me? Oh, am I not cute enough for you? Because if you're doing that, when I've known you for 2 days, how is our relationship going to be for the future? Because I do not receive that well. Like, I do not like being told, oh, are you going to, like, ask more questions about me or not? Like, I don't like it when people talk to me that way.
Damn. Like,
I don't know, Mo,
dude,
maybe,
after 2 days, that's insane. That is crazy.
Like, well, I've also had, like, long-term friends do that. Like people I'm still friends with them, but there was an incident where they did something like that where they're like, they were just very dismissive of me when I was trying to get like talk to them about something, and then they were just like, are you gonna ask about me or not? And I was like, okay, that was kind of rude. And like they had mentioned earlier, they're like, oh, I kind of am romantically interested in you. And I'm like, well, I'm not anymore after that interaction.
Well, I'm because not anymore.
I'm like, no chance after what you just said to me. I don't know if, like, is that, like, a normal thing to say to people in a relationship? Is that, like, am I just going to be single forever? Because, like, I don't like being talked to that way.
I mean, like, pretty much the only thing that I probably ask Ethan is, like, are you mad at me or anything? Like, you know?
Yeah, and, like, I get that. Like, if I'm in a committed relationship, if I am just getting to know you and your first thing is, like, oh, well, if you're like, hey, like, are you mad at me? I'm just not hearing much response from you. That's one thing. You're showing insecurity. I can get past that. If you're like, are you just not attracted to me anymore because you're not responding to my Snapchats anymore? I'm like, bitch, I just met you.
I would never.
I just met you. Well, this chick, in addition to that, I was like, okay, fine. What's your favorite movie? And she's like, actually, scratch that. I would rather go back to the previous conversation. You're terrible at small talk. And I was like,
you literally asked me to start asking you questions, and then you're like, ah, never mind. I don't like this.
I'm not trauma bonding with you. I don't want to trauma bond with people. That is not how a healthy relationship starts. I have trauma bonded with people. You know what happens, Mo, when you trauma bond? You want to know what happens?
All you have is that trauma.
Oh, that's true. But also, you just progress in your relationship super freaking fast, and then sex happens really early. And I'm like, I'm not about that life, man. I don't want to touch you with a 10-foot pole right now, okay? So, like, back the fuck off.
Oh my gosh, like...
Mo, I'm done. I'm done with this whole dating thing. I'm like,
I would have never
thirsty.
Dude, I'm so glad that I found Ethan and that I'm done with all that.
Yeah, I'm happy for you, okay? Woohoo, live your fucking cute life. Have your happy fucking good old time with your sick ass dogs. And like, fucking go live your civilized life.
It's so funny because it's so true.
Well, woohoo, Matt Mo. I'm so fucking happy for you. Well, I'm trying to escape my situation. And I'm being hit on by creepy people. Because, Mo, it gets worse with this chick. It gets worse. Because after this, she started talking. I asked, I'm like, oh, like she asked, like we were talking about siblings. I'm like, oh, do you have a sibling? She's like, oh, I have an Irish twin, which I didn't even know what Irish twin was. But
it means you're born with, a certain... it means when you're born basically like less than a year apart.
Yeah, so, which, wild, but besides the point, she literally was like, the way she was talking about her brother, she's like, oh my god, he's so hot, he is so smart.
Get
like,
out, honestly, get out, right now, because if she could,
and I was
if she
like,
could fuck her brother, she would, like, get out, get out.
I literally, Mo, could you not? I was texting my friends, I was like, I do not want to be part of the plot of an anime, I'm getting out of this bullshit right now.
No, because this is a, no, I was... This is a girl who is in love with her brother and would literally...
I don't want anything
she
to do with
if
this.
She could be with her brother, she would. Like...
You know what she said, Mo? She's like, you remind me a lot of my brother.
I was like... Get out now. Say, this isn't working for me. I'm gonna have to...
Oh, I stopped responding. Mostly because then immediately after that, the whole incident with my roommate happened. So I just didn't respond to her last... Their last text to me was about how amazing her brother was. And I was like, I'm done. I'm not responding. I'm never going back to that art studio.
That is so wild. Who comes into a conversation right off the bat when asking about their siblings? And they're like, my brother is hot.
Yeah. So, y'all,
no,
that's how Maddie's dating
because
life has been going.
That is the equivalent of a mother, like, wanting their son. You know, they're like, my son's
not
so
cute.
Handsome and my son, blah, 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 blah. You, like, you know, the type, like, it's exactly
yeah, like that photo of the mom that like jumps on her son after a football game. Yeah.
It's the exact same thing, but with a sister. And that's fucking crazy.
Yeah. Once again, guys, I might joke about incest being wincest. Incest is wincest when it's not real. When it's real. Incest is not incest, especially when you're talking to someone that is low-key incestual with their siblings. Okay, so Maddie's taking a break from dating again. That was my first time incident with someone. You know, Mo, my dating life since moving to Dallas, cemetery girl, brother fucker girl, multiple art instructors, then there's whack-ass dudes, there's the virgin dude, the virgin corner dude. And then there's just, like, I've had some wild dates with people, like, literally, there was the dude that was just like, oh, you just have such pretty eyes. I'm like, bitch, I'm talking about my family. Stop complimenting my eyes. Like, fuck off.
That's a turnoff for you?
No, literally, no. What the turnoff was he asked me something about my life. I'm like, oh, I'm responding. He's like, and I'm responding. And not even, like, three sentences in, he's like, oh, my gosh, you just have such pretty eyes. I'm like, are you even fucking listening to me?
He got lost in your eyes, Maddie.
He did. And I was like, also, I just was like not feeling it at all. But that was just kind of like the thing. I was like, yeah, nah. No, I don't know why things just turn me off so much.
Do you ever just, like, get up from day to, like, walk out? Have you ever done that before?
That was that date. I was like, I gotta go. Don't you have to go to work? And he's like, yeah. I'm like, okay. He's like, I'll talk to you later. I'm like, just didn't respond and walked away. Because then people respond to me and they'll text me and they're like, not only is it so disrespectful and disappointing that you didn't respond to me, but it's so fucking rude and you're a terrible human being for not responding to my Snapchats. I'm like, but you said
wait,
me
he said that?
I don't want that. No, that was a different person.
Okay. I was like, oh my gosh. The boldness of Dallas people is crazy.
Right. And then this dude was like, said that. He's like, respond that. And I was like, yeah, I already said I wasn't interested. And you keep sending me saucy photos while I'm at work, so stop. I'm like, when have I sent you saucy photos? Never, because I'm not fucking interested. It's like me sending saucy photos to Mo. Photos. Why would I fucking do that?
No, yeah. Literally.
Mo, can you imagine?
No, literally. The other day, so have you seen that one girl on TikTok that where she's like, "Oh, me and my boyfriend are still together, but he's like, and we've lived together for like a year and a half, but he's my boyfriend's movie got to go live with his younger brother, but we're staying together." And you know, she goes on this whole tangent of like, "Oh, like my boyfriend's always wanted to live with his younger brother, so we figured now's the best time to do it."
I don't like where this
and
is going.
I've always wanted to live by myself, so it works out. Bro is like softly breaking up with her, like quietly breaking up with her. Because it starts with him moving out and moving it, like, she's, like, going off of this whole thing about how, like, we're not breaking up, it's fine, we've talked about it. And it's, like, nobody who, like, is in a couple that starts living together lives separately unless, like, it's for work
You're
reasons.
Taking a break.
Unless it's for work, like unless that. It's for, like, work reasons or you are breaking up.
Or if there's, like, a family emergency. Is the younger brother dying?
No, he's like, he's just always wanted to live with his younger brother. People were like, didn't he live with his brother before? Like.
Well, they couldn't drink, Mo.
And she was like, well, he's always wanted to live with his brother as like an adult. But
the fact that when you were telling the story, my brain immediately said, he's trying to fuck his brother. My brain immediately, because incest is on the brain right now, guys.
No.
Incest is on the brain.
Well, so listen to this. And so I was talking with Ethan about it the other day, you know, and I was like, this is insane. And he was like, yeah, dude, if you decided that, like, you came and told me, like, hey, I want to go live with, like, Matt or whatever, he's like, I'd instantly break up with you. And I'd be like, really? And he was like, yeah, like,
also,
I'm not going to have you live with, he was like, I'm not going to have you live with another guy, like, and I was like, Matt is like my brother, like.
Also, the fact that this sounds terrible, I would never want you to live with me, ever.
I don't want to live with you either.
Like, but it would be so bad for our friendship.
But it would just, I thought the whole thing was so funny that I would, like, he was like, yeah, if you came and said that you, I'm like, oh, you want to go live with Matt or something like that. Like, if you needed space and you wanted to go live with Matt, you know, I would instantly break up with you. And I was like,
oh my
really?
Gosh. That's wild. Or even worse, if you're like, hey, I'm going to go live with my brother, like actual biological brother. If I was Ethan, I'd be like, what's going on? Because you should not be living with him.
I don't want to live with him either.
That would be wild. Like, moving into your back into your mom's house.
Dude, musty as hell. Like, let me tell you.
Oh, I do not want to deal with that.
But I just, I thought the whole conversation was so funny. Because I'm like, dude, me and Matt are, like, 100% platonic. Like.
Yeah, trust me. Don't worry. Even those rumors at Egbert's, not true. That Egbert restaurant gossip, not true. Fuck you, Tess.
Yeah, we are 100% platonic.
Oh, yeah. Also, Mo, I saw the Snapchat the other day that said, like, oh, you know, friends that don't hug each other are going to last longer. And I was like, Mo is my bestie then because we never touch each other. Like, when I do try to hug you. It's just so fucking awkward that we're like, no.
It just doesn't feel right.
It doesn't. Do I shake your hand when I leave, or do I just say, okay, bye?
I think you just say, just go, okay, I'm leaving, bye.
And I, like, scurry away very fast, always.
Like, I don't remember a time when I've actually hugged you. Like,
when we weren't intoxicated.
Exactly.
And when we were intoxicated, I'm that like, is the only time such a good friend. That and is, we're like,
ugh. No, that is literally the only time that we show affection is like when we're both intoxicated.
And even when we do, we're like, I don't like how we're doing this. And the next day, I'm always like, oh, I was too vulnerable yesterday. But Mo, my reading adventuring has been going.
I see. Are you on a Court of Mist and Fury now?
I am. You can tell when I texted you and I was like, she horny.
Yeah.
She horny.
How far
in
it?
I was listening to it at work.
How far in it are
and
you?
And I was literally like, oh. I got to the very, she's been taken. We'll put it that way. She just got snatched up to pay her bargain.
Oh, okay.
I'm trying not to spoil, man.
There's multiple parts that where that could like be in the book. So I was
the
like,
the first time when she was supposed to make the vows.
Oh,
you know?
I see.
And he got.
Did she throw her shoe at him?
Yes, that was hysterical. And then she threw a second shoe.
No.
I told you, I'm like, that's endgame right there. The minute he showed up, also, I was like, that's a better.
How do you feel about Tamlin now?
He's still fine. I'm not bothered by him.
Tamlin ain't shit. Say it with me. Tamlin ain't shit.
They're having some really good sex right now.
Sir. He's what? Like he literally in the bedroom sleeping while she is vomiting from nightmares in the toilet.
Okay, you know, kind of rude, but he also is vomiting and she's not doing anything.
When is he vomiting?
He has nightmares every night too. Like that was like her comment was like, "Well, I mean, he's not helping me when I'm vomiting, but I'm also not helping him when he's having nightmares."
She literally died for him. Like
I'm just saying they're not healthy for each other. Another, they're having sex. Literally, he's going down on her, and she's like, "What do you mean? There's no hi-fi, high lady," and he's like, "There's not." And then he's like, and "She's like, but what about Lucian?" She's like, "I don't want another man's name in your mouth right now." I'm like, "Bitch." Also, because of her hand, there's another man constantly watching this. I'm just.
I will forever be a part of the group that says Tamlin ain't shit.
Well, dude, I just don't think he's done anything that's particularly like. I mean, like.
Wait. Just
I knew they weren't going to end up together.
Wait until it continues on, because he does get worse.
I'm sure it's going to get worse, but right now I'm just like, okay, he's like not letting her do anything. He's not letting her be freed. But like how I'm seeing it, Mo, is that Sarah J. Maas is very clearly writing that storyline to not be where it continues. And so she's just giving less and less screen time to Tamlin and Lucian. So I'm like, oh, this is obvious that she's planning on having her leave somewhere else. Like, I am reading this. I'm like, oh, well, they're not supposed to be together because she's not giving them any light of day anymore other than very explicit sex scenes, which
and,
I listened to at work.
But you could also see where the story is taking a life of its own. Like, it's not in that Beauty and the Beast theme anymore.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Which I'm enjoying. I'm like, oh, nice.
And there are so many more sex scenes in this book. Like, so many more.
And I'm going to listen to it while I'm at work, and I have no shame. Like, literally, I was, like, driving to work, and I was like, oh, my God. I was like, oh, my God.
I reached down and touched his, and you're just, like, driving down the highway.
He's like, and then his fingers hit all the right spots and inserted into me again. I was like, oh, my God. She's like, when he growled at me, I almost came there. I almost climaxed there. And I was like, oh, my God. He just said,
like, it makes
don't say another name right now.
It makes you seem so dirty when you listen to it, right? Like, driving or like, at work.
When she's like, and then I embraced his thickness. And I was like, what is happening? I was like, this is more explicit than my buddy fan fiction.
See?
Because in buddy, it's like, then they fucked me in the ass. And then they moved on.
They don't describe it. They just say it. But
I wished it. Well, I mean, I could read the explicit ones. I just kind of like.
But my girly like Sarah J. Maas, she gonna give you the details.
And the D, apparently.
Dude, I need to reread that book. But
no, Mo, you need to read A Deadly Education because it is probably.
I need.
What are you pointing at?
A Court of Silver Flames. That one has the most sex scenes in it out of the entire series of ACOTAR.
Okay, I'm excited. Also, I thought there was like supposed to be a plot. Is it just porn with plot?
It is porn with plot.
Man, they're definitely going to adapt this into a TV show. It would do great.
I highly doubt they ever will.
That's fair. But Mo, you need to read A Deadly Education.
Okay.
I loved it. I recommended it to a couple of my coworkers, and they've loved it. And I'm like, I ate it up.
So I ate it up. I'm currently rereading Fourth Wing. And then I have to read Iron Flame.
Fourth Wing is my next read.
And I need to read it before next week when all the spoilers start coming out about it.
Oh my gosh. Oh my god. Speaking of fucking spoilers. Guys, you know what happened this last week? An anime community, iconic thing that happened in anime community? Mo, do you know?
I think.
Okay, yeah. Do you want to say it?
The Attack on Titan finale?
Yeah, the final episode of Attack on Titan came out. My TikTok feed, YouTube, Instagram, everything, everywhere, Twitter, all of it was just like, thank you, Aishiyama. For everything you've done for. Thank you for this a wonderful masterpiece. Or like the moments that made me cry. They were not even trying to hide what happened. They were spoiling the shit out of it.
Like, which, no, I've been seeing it everywhere. And I'm like, man, I really need to get like back into this and watch it.
Actually, Mo, what we're gonna have to do a recap. We have to do a re-review of Attack on Titan now that the whole series is over. And you're going to have to fucking watch it, okay?
Okay.
Get your ass in gear, Mo. Get your ass in gear. You gotta watch Attack on Titan. Because
Did you see my beautiful Hunger Games books? Sorry, I just...
I did. They are amazing.
They're...
I thought they were super pretty.
My gosh, beautiful.
They're so good. So good.
They complete my collection. Actually, they don't, but... Because my collection is never ending. But Attack on Titan.
Dude, I'm so excited to move so I can, like, start collecting books. I called my mom and I was like, hey, like, I'm reading books. I think I might just buy the series because I don't want to wait on Libby for the next book to come out. It's going to take me 16 weeks to get the next book in A Deadly Education series. And she's like, oh. And literally my mom's response to me was like, oh, are you going to start reading now? Are you going to start wasting money on books? She's like, are you going to try to be a intellectual now all of a sudden? And I was just like, well, the book was good. She's like, what's it about? And I kind of told her, and she's like, where's God in it? And I was like, I'll put it next to Mere Christianity, Mom. I was like, I'll put it next to my Bible.
No,
I was
like, let me tell you, I probably, like, I don't even know how much my whole collection costs. But I can guarantee you that it's probably, like, more than $1,000.
Yeah, dude. You have a lot of fucking books.
And the,
that row right there with ACOTAR, yeah, that's worth at least 100 or two.
Yeah. So, definitely, you can definitely use me as a library.
Oh.
Because
I'll be using you, Mo.
I pretty much have every, like, mainstream popular book that you could want. It's so beautiful. It's making me so happy.
I'm all over book talk now, so I'm very excited. So, but speaking of book talk, Mo, what are we reviewing this week?
We are reviewing the anime Karin, Chibi Vampire.
Yeah. which had, I realized that was a terrible segue, wasn't it?
Yeah, I wasn't sure where you were going with that, but...
Intelligence?
Intellectual.
Like my mom said, oh, you're gonna be an intellectual? No, apparently not, because I'm stupid. Still, mom. Okay? Fuck you, bitch. Fuck you. Fuck you and your dad.
Fuck you.
And your cow. And your mom. Sorry. Anyway, but yeah, we're reviewing this terrible anime. Fun fact, guys. We were only able to watch 3 episodes of this dub. Because you can't find it anywhere.
You can't find it anymore anywhere. And it costs like $400 to buy the whole, like...
Yeah, it was wild. I was like, absolutely not. Absolutely not. I'm not doing it. But Mo's seen it. And I got a little taste. A tease.
I have seen it. So, you know.
Just kind of like, I wish that fucking cop would have teased me in Canada. But that's fine. But yeah, the anime was rough to watch. We'll just sum it up that way.
Yeah.
So Mo, would you like to do some production information for this?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm also a little still mad that you made me watch some of these vampire shows. Not gonna lie, it got just progressively worse. Like, I didn't think Vampire Knight would manifest an incestual relationship thing with one of the girls that were talking to me, but I think it did. I think because I watched Vampire Knight led to the art teacher being into incest.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Call me crazy.
Alright, so the manga is called Chibi Vampire.
Is it really?
Yeah, but the anime is called Karin.
I thought it was called Karen.
It's Karin.
Oh. In the dub, they call her Karen.
Alright, so Karin was directed by Shinichiro Kimura. The music is by Masara Nishida. The studio that did Karin is JC Staff, which has done other notable animes such as The Familiar of Zero, Honey and Clover, Loveless.
Panty and Stockings, right?
I don't know about Panty.
That was a random... I've never seen Panty and Stockings. I don't know why I brought that one up.
Yeah.
They did Toradora, One Punch Man, Food Wars. They've done How Not to Pick Up Girls in a Dungeon, Saki K, Magical Index franchise, which is why I really like them.
So
Angels of Death. Woohoo.
They've done a lot. The original run for this show was November 4th of 2005. Through May 12th of 2006.
Mo, this anime is literally almost 20 years old.
And it's got 24 episodes.
I am so glad I only watched 3 episodes. I mean, okay, I'm not gonna lie, Mo. If I could have easily watched a dub, I probably would have been fine watching the whole thing, because it was pretty wild. It was wild. It was so wild. Those 3 episodes I watched, I was like, honestly, I would watch this because of just how pure chaotic this is as entertainment.
Also, like, the whole, like, idea of it, if it wasn't so sexualized, is actually kind of cool.
Oh, yeah. Okay, also, side note, guys, don't watch this on a fucking train to Niagara Falls. Because I got shunned by some random bitch next to me. She literally was like, excuse me, you probably should not be watching that in a public setting. And I was like,
whoa, it was some random lady?
Yeah, she was been on FaceTime the entire time talking super loudly to her boyfriend. They were speaking French, and I'm pretty sure they were making sexual comments, and I literally was sitting there. I was so mad. I was, like, texting them. I was like, you know what? I can watch whatever fucking porn I want on the train. That is my God-given right. I can fucking watch whatever I want.
Apparently not in Canada.
Not in fucking Canada. That's only an American Waffle House. And... fucking Waffle House. Dragging them again. I'm sorry. I'm still salty about her being like, I wasn't even that bad. It was just the
like,
opening was pretty rough.
Who has, like, the audacity to just, like, lean over and be like, you shouldn't be watching that in public?
Also, the fact that she was, like, at least 4 years younger than me. Like, she was younger than me. Like, she was clearly in, like, college. And I was
like, oh my gosh. I would have literally looked at her and been like, maybe mind your own business.
I literally just like looked at her, I glared, and then I switched to reading what ended up being my explicit fan fiction. And I was just, the whole time I was reading it, I was like, looking at her, I'm like, if you could see what I'm reading right now, you would be even more uncomfortable with the fucking, with this. Bitch.
No, literally, I'd be like, well, then don't look at what I'm watching.
Yeah. That was my wild story from Canada. That was the only wild thing that happened to me the whole time, other than, you know, one, the Airbnbs being incredibly gross the entire time because there was still hair from the previous people that stayed there all over the quilt. And I was like, oh, I'm not sleeping under this.
But yeah, it's no, fine. I'm like, fine. You can watch whatever porn you want, Matt.
Thank you. And I can watch it wherever I damn please, except for not at work on the Wi-Fi because I don't want to get fired. Everywhere else, I can do whatever I fucking want, okay? Anyway, continue talking about this porn show, the porno.
I mean, that's pretty much all of my proto info.
Well, I'll do a synopsis then. Plot twist, it's not a porno. fucking bitch.
Plot twist, it actually isn't porn.
Right? Gotta make that disclaimer. You never know with anime. Next week, we're going to be reviewing Boku no Pico. Who knows?
We will
you made me watch
listen,
this shit,
we will never review Boku no Pico.
No, Mo. You made me watch Vampire Night. I'm going to make you watch
Boku I'm not no watching Pico. Hentai!
One would argue the incestual relationships of Vampire Night is worse than Boku no Pico.
No! Pedophilia is not less than incest. Excuse you? And like,
this is when we get
also,
canceled, man.
Literal sex is not less than Vampire Night.
There's no sex, Mo. It's just the ice cream cone scene.
Matt, it's a hentai.
Title of this episode, Pedophilia. Incest is not worse than pedophilia. A Karen review. Jesus Christ. Okay. Woo. That could be a shirt. We need to make that a shirt. Send it to
we are not making that a shirt.
Woo. Anyway, I'll try to give a general synopsis. Pretty much, there's vampires in this world. Plot twist. Surprise, because we've been so many vampires. Modern day setting. Chick Karen, I guess her, she can just like chill during the day, mosey around, be a normal girl. So she goes to school because...
Well, because she's not a true vampire.
Because she's not a true vampire. But because, you know, when anybody in their right mind realizes, oh no, I can't be a vampire at night, I might as well go to school during the day, even though I don't have to go to school. Because that makes sense. Stupid.
Right, like, who chooses to go to school?
Who chooses to go to school? Especially when you're, like, that unpopular. Sorry. Damn. I'm acting like we were super popular in school, Mo. We were hated. It was rough. But...
debatable.
What do you mean?
I'm saying one of us was, but...
You were?
Yeah.
I was hated in certain aspects. I somehow won Homecoming King. Don't know how, but I still had zero friends. Everyone was so fucking mean to me. And I was called so many slurs while I was in school. It was so bad. And I just hid and cried.
Oh, but no.
Anyway, it's fine. It's fine. But yeah, so girl decides she's going to go to school. And I guess her vampire thing is instead of, like, absorbing blood, she produces blood.
Mm-hmm.
That's my gist. And the way she releases her blood is very on par with a climax of an orgasm. But, you know, maybe we're going for that. Maybe that's what they're going for. Maybe that's why the girl next to me thought it was a porno. And she just, like, sprays blood all over,
well,
you know,
also,
the staircase.
The opening does not help.
The opening needs to be skipped every time. But I couldn't skip it without it crashing, so I had to watch through it. Anyway, yeah, so that's pretty much the plot. She's supposed to keep her vampire heritage a secret. A new transfer student comes that looks terrifying with spiky hair and bulging eyes. And she, like, cannot control her need to release blood around her. I was like, girl, they're not even trying to hide that you're having an orgasm right now. Like, she is so hot for this man. She is hot and bothered.
Because, like, no. Isn't, like, her affinity, like, stress or something?
I don't even know.
I think it's whole affinity is... Well, okay, so now that you're done with, like, the little synopsis... I'm kind of going to give some,
like, take it away. You know everything
background
else.
On this show. Okay. So, yes, there is this family of vampires called the Maka family. And so how their whole thing works is that they take blood through certain affinities of through people's emotions.
Okay, wait. So there's affinities? Like, I'm so confused.
Yeah, so they like to feed on people that exhibit certain emotions. And so they just gravitate more towards those people for certain feedings. So, like, the sisters is, like, jealousy in the anime, but in the manga, it's loneliness. Mm-hmm. The brothers is, like, stress. Karen's is misfortune. The mother's, she likes to feed on liars. And then the dad likes to feed on pride. And then, like, their grandmother likes to feed on, like, love and, like, you know.
Okay.
That kind of thing. So.
Yeah, I would hate to be sucked off by her grandma.
And so, like, when they do that, it takes away that, like, feeling or, like, emotion. So, like, when the brother, like, sucks on somebody that's, like, stressed out, it takes away their stress.
Well, that's great. He can come in my life. He could hang out with me all he wants.
Yeah, and then, like, it's just kind of the same. It's, like, for all the family members, the only thing that's different about Karen is that for some reason she gives people blood.
That seems like an HIV nightmare. I'm just gonna say.
I think
that
it's
seems like an
STD
issue.
Yeah, I think it's like a whole thing of like she gives people blood, and so it makes people I think like happier.
It gives them more energy.
It gives
them
makes them
yeah,
happier.
Yeah, like based on what I saw.
And so, but yeah, because she's not a true vampire, she doesn't take people's blood. She gives it. She's able to like be around in the daytime, and she goes to school, and she wants to be a like full vampire, but then like this boy comes, and she starts kind of like second guessing that, and like you know,
she starts falling in love.
Yeah, but
you know who could fix that real quick? Her grandma, suck it right out of them.
Well, I don't think they feed on other vampires. I think it's humans.
Do the taboo.
But
break the norm.
Yeah, so basically like the whole entire point of the show is like they're trying to figure out a way to make Maka like a full vampire.
Okay, that makes sense. I'm following.
In a way, and then like she gets caught up with like wanting to be a full vampire, but also not wanting to
but
leave.
Also being human.
Yeah, leave her
I
human
get
side.
Classic
and, like,
plot. Classic. And I'm guessing shenanigans ensue.
Yeah, it's
and there's a love romance.
About like half, about a quarter of the way through, Maka's grandmother shows up. And then there's also stuff with like the vampire hunters that are known as the Sinclairs. Where one of the vampire hunters, like, grandsons falls in love with Karen and doesn't realize that she's a vampire.
Well, that's cute. She could really use that to her advantage.
And then the grandmother comes in and she's like, I know a spell to make Maka a full grown vampire, to make her a full vampire, you know? And then it's like this whole thing of she goes back and forth about how she hates the Sinclairs because the grandmother 200 years ago was in love with a Sinclair. And he was in love with her, and they were going to run off and be together. But some stuff happened. They ended up getting trapped in a building, and they were literally going to burn to death. And the Sinclair guy was like, I need, feed on me so you can save us. Well, she fed on him, took away his love for her, you know, and so he stabbed her. You know, with a stake, which left a permanent, like, mark on her chest, you know, and then, you know, she was just like...
Drama.
Basically, like, I curse all of you.
That is fair. That is trauma. That is trauma right there.
And so...
That is a trauma.
That's a whole thing. But yeah.
Okay. I'm in the gist of the show. We might as well just transfer over to talking about characters. We kind of covered the grandma quite a bit.
Yeah.
I'll talk about Karen real quick.
I will say that the only thing about the grandmother and is that she looks exactly like Karen. And that's the point of it, is that she's kind of almost like Karen's doppelganger in a way.
Like, exactly? Like, not even an older version?
No, she's... like young. She still looks young.
Oh wow. Are they voiced by the same character? Like voice actress?
No. They're voiced by two different voice actresses, but the only thing that's different about them is that, like, and it's a running joke in the whole thing, is that Karen has like large breasts and the grandmother has small ones. Oh, and so the grandmother is like, I'm envious of you. And like
Dude, this sounds like, I think that comment you just made sums up the humor of this anime very well.
but the running gag of the show is that, like, they look exactly the same. And so a lot of people end up, like, mistaking the grandmother for Karen.
Gotcha. Okay, I'm following. Speaking of Karen, Karen's personality is literally your classic main character with big boobs that doesn't feel confident in themselves, that gets flustered easily, that falls hopelessly in love, and has a secret she's hiding. Like, I literally don't know how else to describe it. Her personality is cookie cutter for everyone that falls under that trope.
Yeah. Like, she really doesn't have a lot of originality to her in terms of, like, a main heroine. No. Because she's like,
no.
I want to be friends with everyone, and I want to like everyone, and, like, why can't we just all be friends?
Like, oh my god, I just can't control myself. And I'm like, bitch, shut up. But dude, literally, what is so wild, I literally lost my train of thought. It disappeared. I was going to say something about her character, and I don't remember anymore. I can't deal with it, though. My brain's everywhere right now. But yeah, Karen, she is Karen, main character. Oh, Mo, I remember now. I kid you not, when they did the opening scene when she was making breakfast by herself and then she had toast, and she's like, oh my god, I'm gonna be late. I was like, she's gonna fucking run out of this building with toast in her fucking mouth. I can guarantee it. And you know what happened?
She ran.
You know what happened, Mo? She didn't. It was in her hand. And I was like, this is pre-toast trope. That's how old this anime is, guys. It's before the toast trope.
But yeah.
That's fucking Karen. Do you want to talk about the next character, Mel?
Yeah, I'll talk about the other kind of main character, Kenta Usui.
He's the boy, right?
Yeah, so he is like the human boy. And he actually finds out about her secret that she's a vampire.
Pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Well, he watched it happen, so I don't know how else you... It's, like, if I watch someone...
Well, basically, he just, like, makes really good friends with her, and he's like, I'll keep your secret, I'll help you. You know? And he is actually, like, a very, like, misfortunate person. Like, a lot of bad things tend to happen to him and his family.
I think if anyone recognizes, he looks and reminds me personality-wise as the main character from Magical Index.
Mm-hmm.
Because his whole thing is that he just has rotten luck. This guy also just has rotten luck, has the same hairstyle, raised by a single mom. This is a lot more cookie cutter than I thought. Okay, anyway, continue.
Yeah, like, the whole thing is that, like Maddie was saying, he has very rotten luck. And basically his grandmother said that his existence was a mistake.
I've heard that before. It doesn't feel good. It doesn't feel good.
Yeah, so he is, like, the only one, like, the only human in the show that, like, knows about her secret. And then he's basically just, like, it's basically, like, hijinks of them, like, trying to keep her secret, like, you know, making sure that, like, she's able to, like...
Yeah.
Expel her blood and everything, and, like... Jeez. She basically becomes... He basically becomes, like, a human body bag for her.
Kinky. But, like, literally, he's just constantly she's dumping blood on him. Like, she is pumping into him constantly.
Yeah.
Like, this is just, it's just wild. Imagine if Karen was a dude and the, like, gender roles were reversed. This would be so problematic.
Yeah.
Anyway, next character is Anju, which is the sister.
Yes.
She is she's portrayed as your classic sickly Victorian vampire child who is quiet and muted, dresses like it, and distant, but cares a lot about it. And she talks like, "Oh, sister, how about we retreat back to the manor?" Like, that's how she talks, you know?
Well, and she also is, like, obsessed with Maka, in a way. With Karen, yeah. In a way.
Also, she has this fucking puppet that is annoying AF. I hated the puppet. Yeah. I was like, shut up, puppet. She reminds me of Wednesday Addams.
Well, she basically has the puppet because she doesn't have any other friends, and she's very shy and has a hard time communicating. Yeah.
Oh, gosh. This poor girl needs a hug, man. You want to talk about the brother?
Yes. So, Ren is the brother, and he is, like, kind of this playboy guy.
He's a horn dog.
Yeah, basically. It's very easy to find a meal for him, and he usually ends up, like, seducing these people. And, like, when they end up, like, feeding off these people for emotions, it kind of gives them, like, confidence and, like, you know. And so he's usually, like, seen around women that, like, all of a sudden have kind of, like, a boost of confidence. Oh, he also can feed off of men, too, but he prefers women. Except in this, like, one little snippet in an episode where he was, like, at all guys boarding school.
Why was he in an all-dudes boarding school?
Because his vampire powers had not fully awakened yet, and so he was, like, going to school during the day, like, you know, Karen does.
Okay.
And then I think the guy that he went to school with awakened his vampire powers and was, like, his first feeding.
Oh, kinky. Kinky.
Yeah. And it's just, like, a whole thing. It had, like, very, like...
I'm seeing a lot of parallels to Ken Kaneki and his best friend from Tokyo Ghoul.
Very, like, sexual undertones between those two.
I can relate to that one. sorry. Anyway, okay, I like it. I'm going to talk about both parents quickly.
Go for it.
Henry and
Solera?
Sierra? Carrera?
Carrera?
Pretty much, Henry is kind of a pushover, and Kara beats her children a lot.
And she is disappointed that Karen is not a full vampire.
Yeah, I'm very vocal about it, too. I'm like, man, you're hot, but you're a bitch. Okay, so... I say that about a lot of people I talk to.
Well, so, little spoiler alert for the show, but I just want to tell you what happens at the end of the show, because I think it's pretty funny. So, you know how, like,
oh, no.
The grandmother is like, I found this spell that can turn you into a full vampire.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
All it did was increased her bust size.
Like her, the grandma, or
Karen's?
Hers? Like, she already had massive boobs. She was like a fucking cow.
She was like, actually, this spell was to, like, increase your bust size.
This reminds me of, what show was it? My girlfriend is a gal. Remember the neighbor who had, like, the most massive honkers on a toothpick possible? And there's that one scene where she, like, mounts him in his bed, and it's just the side profile of her boobs hanging down. That's probably what she looks like now.
No.
That's what Karen looks like now.
It's just, like, it was so funny because she ended up staying, like, a half vampire and, like...
Oh, that's cool. Well...
But here's the thing,
it would have been great to watch it, but it's impossible to watch anywhere.
Fun tidbit, half vampires are actually sterile, so.
Like the can of kids?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That means Karen is... The things I was about to say, I'm so sorry. Did you see that look in my eye?
A little bit. I wasn't sure where you were going to go with that.
Exactly where everyone thought I was going to go. We're going to move on. Anyway, so animation.
It's old.
Cracked me up. It is the checkered board screen, like the scene changes where it goes and it just changes. I was like, what am I watching? This is so old.
Yes. This show.
Just nostalgia. No.
Like, literally, I can't say anything bad about it just because of the whole nostalgia of it.
My God. For me, I was just like, it's so dated. I'm like, the character designs are dated. It's simple. The nosebleed animation is definitely what they spent the budget on when the blood just pours out of her orifices.
And it's like flowers. And
I was just like, I was like, what is happening?
No.
It was wild.
Literally.
The music, I don't remember. I was too traumatized to remember the opening.
Yeah, you can't find this show literally anywhere unless you go to a sketchy website.
Yeah, and don't watch it on a plane in Canada. I mean, on a train in Canada. Fun fact. But, but Mo, yeah, that anime was wild. That anime was
wild.
Honestly,
though, and, I will say the opening went hard, though.
The opening did go hard, and it will probably make you hard, so just keep that in mind when you watch.
Yeah, because the opening of the show definitely does give vibes that aren't in the actual show.
Yeah, it makes it sound like it's a fucking hentai, and I'm like, what am I about to watch, Mo? And it was like actually kind of cute and funny. I was like, oh. But then everything was so sketchy to watch, I was like, maybe I'm not going to watch this. I feel unsafe right now watching this.
Get a virus on your phone, and you're like, damn it, I was just trying to watch this vampire anime.
I was just trying to watch this cute rom-com that was technically not a, which was plot twist, not a porno. For once.
I, like, had to show Ethan the opening just to get the point of crossed. Of, like...
Of how wild.
Of how whack this is.
Well, we did it, Mo. We finally reviewed the last anime of the vampire trilogies that we were going to do.
It wasn't really a review since we didn't get to watch the show, but it's a little...
I think people get the idea. But Mo, I have a question for you.
Okay.
About vampire lore and why I'm a little confused about how they suck blood.
Okay.
Because... Don't they want to get the place where the most blood is? They get an easy flow, right? So, like, why aren't they getting it from people's penises?
Okay, my dear. Let me tell you that our jugular vein probably has the most blood flow.
But they could just suck dick instead.
Okay. Let me... I think if you got your dick sucked, like, bit like that, I don't think you would be hard anymore.
I mean, some people... I want there to be a vampire show made. I don't care what medium. Probably an anime. Where that is the plot line.
I don't know how well that would go over. Because I think once they started... They made
fucking Boku no Pico. They might as well make it a hentai.
I think once they started feeling pain in their dick, they might go flaccid, but...
You just gotta get quick suck. You just gotta go oogle oogle a lot, okay?
Oh my God.
Just gotta make the...
I can't.
The look of disappointment that Mo is giving me right now. She is so done with my bullcrap. Anyway, Mo, thank you guys so much for tuning into this review of Karin. It has been a journey. It has been wild. All of our vampire animes were wild, and we appreciate that you guys were patient with us and you're here. Mo, what are we supposed to review next?
I have no idea. You want to bring out the jar?
Yes. Jar, where are you? Where are you? I'm so sorry.
Where's my dad? I'm all alone.
Oh. Okay, Nemo. All right, guys. I got the jar. Oh, my God. The jar is getting really hollow. Okay. I'm going to grab something. We've already reviewed your Lion April. Mo, this is one of yours.
What is it?
It's called Blue Spring Ride.
Oh, that one's a cute one. It's a romance one.
Is it a romance? Okay, okay. I need some romance in my life. Is it incestual?
No, it's so cute.
Okay, I'm excited. Is it old?
No. Like.
Okay, I'm excited.
It came out when, like, we were in high school. So it's not, like, super old.
Okay,
but...
cool. I'm excited to watch it then. It would be nice to change the pace. I was watching Dr. Stone yesterday. I'll probably watch Attack on Titan today. So it would be nice to change the pace, man.
Yeah, I'm going to have to rewatch it because that show was cute.
I'm looking forward to it. Well, thank you guys so much for tuning in. Tune in to us next time when we review Blue Spring Ride, which will probably be a lot more thorough than this review.
Exactly.
This review was mostly tangents. But... it's been good. It's good to be back, guys. We'll see you guys next week.
Peace.
Don't know why I'm acting like they can see me. Bye.
Bye.